Good morning. This is Scott Woodard from the Oakland Church of Christ. One of the most pivotal books of the Bible is Acts of the Apostles. The beginning of the New Testament has the four Gospels. The Gospels are written by four different individuals, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, regarding the life of Jesus. After Acts, there are the letters that are written to churches or others. But it is Acts that gives us insight into the actions of the early church. Have you ever wondered why it is called Acts? It is what the apostles did. This week, I would like for us to take these few moments to look at some examples of those that were saved in Acts and make some vital observations. The scripture reference will be from the New American Standard Bible. This morning, we're reading from Acts 8, 25 through 40, to notice how the Ethiopian eunuch was saved. So when they had solemnly testified and spoken the word of the Lord, they started back to Jerusalem and were preaching the gospel to many villages of the Samaritans. But an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Get up and go south to the road that descends from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert road." So he got up and went, and there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all of her treasure. And he had come to Jerusalem to worship. And he was returning and sitting in his chariot, and was reading from the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go up and join this chariot." Philip ran up and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet, and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "Well, how could I unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. He was reading from the prophet Isaiah, dropping down to verse 34. Then the eunuch answered Philip and said, "Please tell me, of whom does the prophet say this, of himself or of someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning from this scripture, he preached Jesus to him. As they went along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "Look, water! What prevents me from being baptized?" And Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he ordered the chariot to stop. And they both went down into the water, Philip as well as the eunuch, and he baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch no longer saw him, but went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and he passed through. He kept preaching the gospel to all the cities until he came to Caesarea. Some observations that I noticed was that the eunuch was a religious man because he was going to Jerusalem to worship. He was a humble man because he was willing to discuss the scripture. I notice the scripture says that Philip preached Jesus to him, and then immediately they come to some water, and the eunuch says, "Look, water! What prevents me from being baptized?" What caused the eunuch to ask this question? In Mark 16:16, Jesus said that he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. So it must be that Philip had taught the eunuch this. If you have never been baptized, what prevents you today? We want to invite you to come and worship with us at the Oakland Church of Christ on the west side of Athens, Alabama. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, just off of Newcut Road. Our times of service are Sunday Bible study at 9:30 a.m., with Bible classes for all ages and worship service at 10:20. We meet again on Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. and on Wednesday at 7 p.m. for Bible study. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, and God bless.